This morning, we're going to meet Ely Farmers Market Manager Brian Nacky. Did I get that right, Brian?
You did.
All right.
And Brian, you are not a farmer. That's one of the unique things about you compared to other farmers market managers. And tell us how you became the market manager in Ely.
About 3 years ago, they're looking for a temporary position to be as a secretary. And during my, I got to rewind to in the past where I'm an amputee. I was sick for a while, and I didn't get out in the community at all. I kind of sheltered myself in my home. And then this happened from a friend saying, hey, you know, we like to have you be on our board. Would you be interested? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'll try it. And then I got to be a secretary. And so then from there, other people have left on the board, and I just became the farmer's market manager. And but yes, I'm not a farmer. I'm not a grower. I can grow plants if I wanted to, but I really have a heart and passion for the farmer's market.
So. Oh, my goodness. Well, that sounds like a really good personal story on your part, that the farmer's market kind of brought you out.
It did. Mm-hmm. It actually did.
Well, what is the Ely market like? What happens? How many vendors, and kind of who are some of those folks in Ely that are part of the farmer's market?
Last night was our market, so we approximately had about 42 vendors last night.
Wow.
And it was a busy night. We have from Balsam Lake Farms to Ely's Backyard Garden, and we have Northern Delicious, Cordurly Farms, lots of baked goods. We have Canaries came through with strawberries yesterday. We have a hot food vendor at Wilderness Fire that make pizza right there in their pizza truck in an open fire. We have Three Rivers Syrup that's there. We have a wide variety of songs with our arts and crafts that we have there. So it's a lot of wide variety of products for the customer.
And the Ely Market bills itself as the farmer's market with the shortest growing season in Minnesota. What's it like for people to try to grow in the climate around Ely?
It's a love-hate relationship. It gets frustrating at times. We call ourselves the shortest growing season because our first market was May 30th and we basically have had nothing to grow. It was so cold. It was rainy. But we had some troopers that we stood outside in the market. With the cold, then we get warm, then we get cold. So a lot of the growers lose a lot of their produce. And so it's slowly coming in now, which is good, even though it's still kind of cool up this way. Our market ends approximately about mid-September. We try to go for it. If it's cold, we're done.
We are talking with Brian Nacky. He is the market manager for the Ely Farmers Market, and he's not a farmer. Brian, what kind of things are going on? Rhubarb seems to be big right now in the farmer's market, and I hear you had a rhubarb contest in Ely yesterday.
Yes, rhubarb is in, and it's almost every vendor that grows has bunches of rhubarb. Even rhubarb jams to rhubarb kombucha, but it is a big thing right now. And yesterday we had a contest for the vendors that brings in the largest leaf. And the largest leaf, and a lot of the vendors gave us some prizes, and a lot of them turned out. And the largest leaf was from Northern Delicious, which was 27 3/4 in length and then 34 inches wide.
Holy cow, that's huge.
It was huge. I honestly, for not being a grower, I never knew rhubarb leaves were that big. And I was just like, oh my goodness.
You could wrap a toddler in that thing.
Yeah, you could. Oh, yeah. Oh, but yeah, it was fun, you know, and I made like a little plaque, you know, like a little award, you know, for the largest group of our belief, you know, and we just had a great time with it. And I know that'll open the doors for other contests that will take place. So,
Brian, you told me in an email that you had a pizza garden associated with the farmers market. What's that like?
Yes, we are. Excuse me. We are having a plant your own pizza party. The farmers market, we have a community garden that is under us, and it's not utilized at pretty much at all. We're trying to get that out to people to, hey, come, you know, have a plot and come grow whatever you want. But in Ely, mostly 9 out of 10, they already have their own garden. So now it's like, okay, let's get kids involved. How can we get kids involved? And so I came up with Plant Your Own Pizza Party. And so in July here, I think July 2nd, we'll go out there, we'll garden. We got some plants donated from Northern Delicious and Gracie's. And then we'll come out to the garden, plant, kind of educate kids. And then hopefully in September, when we're ready to harvest, we'll bring what we harvested and bring it over to a pizza place called Sergi's in Ely. Very good pizza. And they're going to donate the restaurant to us, where we have kids come in, they'll chop up the onions, chop up the peppers and the herbs, put it on the pizza, and have one big pizza party.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun and so yummy, too.
Yes.
Super fun.
Do you ever... You know, you're not the gardener and you're not the farmer. Do you ever, you know, when you're doing all this, do you feel like you want to try to grow something?
I do. It was funny because during the getting this pizza party, I was like, wow, everybody's like talking, you know, and I'm so novice. So I try to make like a little twist on it because I'm like, you know, we could plant onions, we could plant peppers, and we could plant pepperoni, and people are like, you know, and I'm like, hey, I'm not a gardener, so, you know, we're trying to talk to kids, you know, well, where does pepperoni come from, you know, and but yes, I do would like to learn. I've like had a brilliant idea. It's like, wow, it'd be awesome to like learn how to grow mushrooms, you know, and mushrooms on pizza. But then I looked in the process, I'm like, nope. That seems like a lot of work.
It's advanced, isn't it?
It
mushroom
is
growing?
Yeah.
A lot of spritzing of a...
Yeah. So I'm like, nope, it's over my head.
What does a market manager do?
Well, I manage a table at the market where we have our Snap EBT equipment. Where if somebody's on Snap, they come in, I swipe their card, and then I give them wooden tokens in exchange where they could go to the market and shop for produce. And on top of that is, you know, the same equipment, I can scan a credit card. You know, if a vendor doesn't accept cash and the customer does have cash, I can swipe their card, give them a wooden token, and they could go shop at the market. Huh. And then the vendor at the end of the night would turn in the wooden tokens and I give them cash in exchange.
Oh, so it's probably a good thing you don't have a lot of food sitting in front of you to confuse things.
Right, yes. There's no food around there. And also it's like, you know, all the market events are coming up. I try to have at the table. We have like a sponsorship board where businesses in the area help the market this year. You know, we're trying to get more sustainable to, you know, to survive on our own, you know, and with community help, because we tried to depend on grants all in the past and has worked with us in the past. But with grants, there's no guarantee, as we found out this year, that they're either we get denied or it's hard to get. So we're looking for a lot of community help. And the community has really stepped up and really helped the market this year. And we have you can't drive in the park. We're in a public park, city park, and vendors can't, usually in the past, they could drive in the park and unload their product and then leave. But the city doesn't want driving anymore. So, okay, we have a problem now. How do vendors want to get their product into our park? So there's two businesses that donated hand carts that are available for use for the vendor. You know, just various, like, you know, things like that. Like another event is coming up is we have a 14-foot ramp that got built.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh, it was awesome because they brought it last night and set it up, and, like, the kids just, like, flocked to it. And it's like, wow. And I wasn't really prepared to have the races. What it is a local guy, Cade Thibodeau, he built this ramp, and it is 14 foot long. And what we're going to do is we're going to have zucchini car races or any other veggie races. I mean,
vegetable races.
Vegetable races. And we'll have either cucumbers or potatoes or, you know, when the zucchini come in. And we got wheels and dowels, and they could carve into the veggie to make into a race car, and then we'll just race them down this ramp.
How steep, how high up does it go for its 14 feet?
It is about 4 feet high, okay. I want to say.
At the high end.
Yeah, at the highest end. We're going to make a little bench for the little ones. They could get up there and do it. But the guy brought it last night to kind of show, because he's going on vacation. He wanted to show how, you know, it's put together. But all the kids are like, oh, what's that? You know, it's like, oh, I'm not ready for you yet. But, yeah, it's, you know, come back, you know. But we're very excited about this.
Very cool.
Yeah, and when does the farmer's market happen in Ely?
Tuesdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And it is at the Whiteside Park?
Correct.
And how long into the season do you, tough it out?
At least until middle, toward the end of September. Mm-hmm. When there's more vendors than customers, and we're outside bundled up in hats and jackets, and then we're done.
That sounds like the spring, too.
It does. Yes, it has been cold the first couple markets. They were all bundled up and it was rainy. But yeah, we go at least till middle of September.
Well, Brian Necky, thank you so much for talking with us. It sounds like a great market, and congratulations on your work with it as the farmer's market manager.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for talking with us today.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
That is Brian Necky, and he is the market manager in Ely at the Farmers Market, and they are open Tuesday nights from 5 to 7 p.m., and they meet at Whiteside Park in Ely.
Check it out.
And we're also checking that out. Katie,
yeah.
What's the news?
We've had a pledge.